Dear friends in Christ Jesus, what a day it is. It is a day in which we, first of all, celebrate the blessing that God has given us in this great land to be able to serve Him, to be able to worship Him in a way that is pleasing to Christ Jesus. But also in a land in which God has blessed us with those people who are willing to give of their time and their talents and sometimes even their own lives in order to protect that freedom to be able to go forward and to worship our Lord in the way that we should. What a blessing it is to us. What a blessing it is that we give God thanks and praise for people who are willing to do that. And what a blessing it is for us to live in this country that He has given us. And so we come before Him today and we give Him thanks and we take that time to remember. And it is appropriate for us to do that. Why? Because the reality of it is that we are in a battle out there. There is a battle out in that world. And we all know it all too well. We see the scars, the battle scars that each of us have. We see the way in which our bodies ache and in which our bodies react because of the reality of sin. And what we have to do is never in our minds forget that there is a battle of good and evil. Yes, it is the stuff that movies are made of. It is the stuff that we read of in books and those kind of things. And there are people out there that try to hide from it. They try to put their heads in sands and try to say, well, no, we really live in a world that is good. It's one that people are good and all that, and there is no evil out there. Well, I'm sorry to disagree, but all one has to do is turn on the TV or read a newspaper and that, and we see the things that happen in this world. We see the reality of sin and how sin manipulates people and drives people to pursue power and those type of things. And we just simply see those things that all we can do is describe the fact that it's evil. And here in the past couple of weeks, how many nightclubs have we seen shot up? How many times have we seen people go in and gunmen into place and kill innocent people? There's no excuse for that. There's nothing other than realizing that that is evil in this world, and that's what evil does. And to realize that we, especially in the church, are people that are not immune from that. The church doesn't shield us from those things, because even though that we are here and we realize the love of Jesus Christ, we know that as we go into the world that we are affected by those things as well. That we too are at battle. The only difference is that for us as God's people, the one thing that we have to do is realize that we are under the banner of Christ Jesus. And because of that, because of His love for us, a love that took Him to a cross in order to suffer and die, in order to take our sins so that we have that sin taken from us, that the guilt of that sin, the penalty of that sin is taken away from us, that we are able to survive this battle. Because ultimately, this battle always leads to one place and one place alone, and that's death. Spiritual death. Death. Separation from God. But yet, Jesus Christ on the cross, He took care of that by dying for us. And for each of us here, that He has cleansed us from our unrighteousness. And so we too, we here, are able to proudly call ourselves. And that's something that we always need to remember. And that's something that you always need to remind Ariana about. Is that today, through that water of holy baptism, that she's been made a child of God. That God has claimed her as His own. And that He'll never let her go. The reality of it is that she's got hopefully a long life in front of her. And she's going to live in this world just like the rest of us. And she's going to experience the same kind of challenges and problems that each of us have. The battles against not only the sinfulness of the world, but the sinfulness that lies in each one of us. You see, we have to realize that we are all sinful. And that each day it is a battle of sin within us. There are the things that we don't want to do. We don't want to think, even like not letting pastor hold you during the prayer. Teasing. But yet, it is those. But we all have those things that drive us and motivate us. We all have those things that in our flesh alone, what it wants us to do is to turn away from God and to do things against God. And that's certainly true for Ariana as well. That's true for every single one of us. All these children that are sitting out here, even these older ones, like this one right here. I'm going to pick on Sandy today. Like Sandy, I didn't get to pick on her earlier today. But every one of us, we all live in it, and we know the reality of it. We know the wearies of this battle that we have. Every time we go wake up in the morning, we know. We just know that we struggle and have those challenges, whether it be the difficulties of the self, of even from the standpoint of wanting to even go to church on Sunday morning. I mean, how many of us got up this morning and saw how cold it was and said, I don't really feel like going to church this morning? Believe me, Pastor was probably one of those. But the reality of it is that's what sin does, is it wants us to turn away from God. It wants us to do our own thing. It wants us to be our own people and think the way that we want rather than following what God has for us. And what we have to realize is that everything that God wants for us is always good for us. We may not always like it, but it's good for us. And that's the life that God wants us to live, one of joy and happiness. And that's what Ariana's got this morning. If she's been marked as a child of God, she can proudly say that she is a child of God, and that because of that, we know where she will be and where her life will end up. That even during the battles of this world, that Jesus Christ will always be with her. That she will always know Jesus Christ and that he will be able to protect her from the evil one of this world. From the evil here. Doesn't mean that she's going to escape the problems. Doesn't mean that she's not going to have the challenges. Believe me, Mom, I guarantee you there's probably days that you just look at her and it's just like, oh, I wish she would just settle down. Right? Dad, the same. But in love. And that's what Jesus Christ has given us, is he's given us his love. And out of his love, he found a way for her to be saved. And he did that by going to the cross, suffering and dying in order to take her sin away, just as he does our sins away. And so we've got to give thanks to him for that, because it is a battle out there. We know it. We know it. Because we see the scars on our bodies. How many of us got up this morning and had the aches and pains of life? We know it. We see it. We see what it's like. We know what it is when Satan's on the attack. And believe me, he's on the attack all the time. In fact, there's many times we get tired and weary and that, and just by the things of this world. And what does Jesus do? He reminds us that we are. And as children of God, he invites us into his bosom and says, come to me. Put your burdens upon me. Lift them up in prayer. And I will take them. And I will make them. I will give you my burden. You see, that's the thing about it is. And that's the great thing about the church is that he's given us the church of people that are here in it to help us and to help us when we are in times of need, to bring comfort to us when we mourn or we struggle. He's brought everyone here together and he calls us and he says, come together and be together as one people, carrying my banner into the world. And I guarantee you that I will be with you during that. Sure, this country has faced many challenges in the world. And yet he has given us those people who are willing to stand up and say, I will defend this country. I will defend our way of life. I will give of myself. And so what I pray is that during our offering, that you take a few moments and you look on page, I think it's 13 and 14, in the back of your bulletin and look at those names of the people who have been willing to give of their lives in order that we may be able to come together and worship together in this place, in this day, to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. and realize that God has claimed us to be His children and has marked us as His children. And the great thing about it is, though, is as we look at it, He also gives us a warning in our gospel lesson. He says, don't look at it as if you have the power to be able to step on these scorpions and snakes and all that. Don't look at it from the standpoint of being able to say, look, I can command the spirits. But look at it and see that what's really important is exactly what Ariana has been made this morning. What each of you through holy baptism are able to claim. And that is that your name is written in the book of life, in that book of heaven. And that no matter what this world brings, no matter what battle comes our way, no matter what challenges we have, even if the last enemy comes our way and knocks on our door, which we know in this congregation we have people that are experiencing that, that are at that point. But the great thing is that they can look at it and say, I am a child of God, and because of that, I have nothing to fear. Death, when you come to me, that's okay. Why? Because you no longer have victory anymore. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? Because the sting of death is sin. But yet, Jesus Christ on the cross took that sin away from us. He washed us clean. And as Paul tells us, as he says, through holy baptism, that we have been joined with Christ Jesus, just like Ariana was joined with Christ Jesus this morning. And so if we are joined with Christ in a baptism like His, will we not also raise in a resurrection like His? You see, the picture that we see on this day is the cross and the open tomb. And when I mean the open tomb, the open and empty tomb. Because it's there that we see the picture of what it means to be a child of God. That just because sin and death could not hold Jesus Christ, and because we've been joined with Him in holy baptism, that we too are freed from the jaws of sin and death. That we too are written in that book of heaven, and that we too will have eternal life. You see, that's what this is really all about. That's what this day is about. It's about life. Life in Jesus Christ. Life in a Savior who loves us so dearly. Life in Him. And so what my prayer is for all of you is to remember those who, and give God thanks and praise for those who have given of their time, who have sacrificed their time, and some have made the ultimate sacrifice for us, and that's their life, in order to preserve our ability to be able to come together as children of God. To sit here in this place and to be able to celebrate the baptisms, the life that's brought to each one of us. Today just happens to be Ariana's turn. But each of us have had that turn. And so look at that. See that. And Mom and Dad, what I pray for you guys is that you keep that in front of her eyes. That you always remind her of what this day is about. That you remind her that she's been made a child of God. And find every opportunity to have her in Sunday school and learning about Jesus and that love. Because she's got a lot of battles. As young as you guys are, you've still experienced the battles. You know what they're like. You know what the challenges of this world is. She's going to experience those as well. Are you going to allow her to experience them by herself? Or have a Savior, the Savior that loves her, the Savior that died for her, to be alongside her and take her to glory, take her in victory. That's what this is all about, and that's what it means to be, to live as children of God. Give God thanks for all that He has blessed us. Let Him thanks for those who have served this country. Give God thanks for this country in which we can live in freedom and celebrate Him and love Him. And let us give thanks that He has increased His kingdom this day. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds centered and focused on Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.